Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That is indeed the Star Wars theme for Star Wars Day, May the 4th. And perhaps it's a bit of an appropriate introduction this morning to our independent member, Susanna Sheed. She had a good day yesterday with the state budget. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Terry.
Tell us all about it.
Well, look, it's very exciting when, you know, our community gets funded for some of the big projects that we know we needed and that the community has been looking for some time. And, you know, it's sort of the icing on the cake in a way that we got the early parenting centre. That's the old mother-baby unit that's been on the agenda for many, many years. And I think people will be very familiar with it because there hasn't been a year that it wasn't very high on my list of budget asks. And even though it's taken a long time, we got there. And and not only that, it's, you know, it's a $25 million facility that the vision has always been to build it in the centre of town and really make it part of that health precinct right in the heart of Shepparton.
And many other things as well. A $24 million investment in upgrading Verney Road.
I know. That's, you know, there's a whole team who've been working hard on looking at what can happen with Verney Road, and I don't have a lot of detail about it, but it was certainly something that a lot of work has been done on, and money was in last year's budget to do the planning for that. So I'm excited to find out more about how all of these things will play out and what they'll mean. But Verney Road community, I'm sure, will be delighted because that school they're in at the moment was built for 70 students, and I believe they've got, you know, round about the 200 mark there. So to have that sort of upgrade will be fantastic.
Do you know if that means the move to the old Wanganui campus?
No, that's what I want to know. I mean, you know, you get the budget papers and you get a bit of a briefing, but we still don't have all the details. So we'll be talking with the education department to find out what this all means, and possibly Verney Road have already been told by now, but I'm afraid I've been all over the place with all these budget items that I still don't know all the detail.
I'm sure it will come to light shortly.
It will, and look, the really big one, of course, is the new mental health facility at Golden Valley Health. That's a complete rebuild of a mental health facility with about 15 new beds, as I understand it. It'll take us up to about 36 beds. And I think everyone in our community knows that that was something that was really important. It's only part of the mental health story, but you do have to have that sort of facility for urgent in-bed hospital treatment for people in your community. And for so long we've had to send people away to other facilities, and of course often they just weren't there. And Terry, during the launch of the Royal Commission report into mental health, the two speakers who got up and talked about their lived experience, they'd both been rural people and they had both gone to an emergency department in a time of great need, and they'd both been basically sent back to the car park to get in the car and drive home. And they were in, you know, a terrible crisis at the time. And I can't tell you how many stories I've heard like that. And I was so proud of the Shepparton community who showed up at all those meetings and hearings of the Royal Commission and told their stories. And that included not just people with the lived experience of mental health and their families, but nurses and doctors from our hospital. There was just so much input into it. And so, you know, I think it just goes to show that if you do the hard work, then it will pay off. And Shepparton, and it's really the whole Goulburn Valley region, because we all know that the health service at Goulburn Valley Health is there for the whole region and even into southern New South Wales. So, you know, it's a great regional facility and funding that is going to be there to see that build at Goulburn Valley Health continuing.
How about this $250 million for 12 Velocity trains?
I know. I mean, I always expected that the trains were coming, and you know, you don't build a whole new line fit for velocities without the trains. But there it is; the money's there to get them ready to put on the line. I think people forget that we're part of the Seymour line, and really, it'll be trains that'll be coming through and on to Shepparton. And remember, we'll have 9 velocity trains a day, a service probably about every 2 hours every weekday. So I think, you know, we can hardly believe that's happening. And that was in the budget a few years ago, and we tend to forget it until we see a little bit of news about the lengthening of the platforms for the new trains and the, you know, the signalling and all the level crossings that are going in, the boom gates. And, well, there's a lot of level crossings coming out, but a lot of them are being made more safe with boom gates. So a lot of the work is not that visible, but are absolutely critical to getting the line ready for these trains. So I think it'll be very exciting when we see all of that rolling out too. But, you know, all of these investments have to be made, and they don't always get made at the very beginning. They sort of roll out as an as needed sort of situation. But look, I think, you know, the fact that we'll also be getting one of the mental health hubs in the region, and also the planning money for an alcohol and drug crisis hub. And look, my understanding is that that will be within the emergency department. But again, you know, I need a lot more clarity around how some of these things will play out. But it was a real investment in our community, and I think we all know it's not just about infrastructure, it's about what happens in these organisations, and it's also about, you know, recruitment. And I think one of the issues we're going to have going forward is finding the people we need to work in all of these facilities, because our health force, our health workforce, has been so burnt out during COVID. They showed up to work every day, and they couldn't work from home. They had to be there, put themselves at risk and do the work. And there's no doubt we're going to have challenges going forward to, one, try and get them back into the workforce, but also train new people and attract people from overseas into positions here.
Yeah, obviously there is state and federal money being put into that, you know, doctor training and things like that, but obviously it takes years and years, so definitely not a quick fix, that one. Also some money for our roads.
Yes, there is. I think a lot of people, everyone will have noticed that there was nothing for the bypass, and of course that's sitting on Barnaby Joyce's desk at the moment. But I think, you know, just within the the region, there's always a need for money for upgrades of roads. And, of course, Shepparton, with all the big build that it's had in recent times, there's the need for more intersection work. And it looks like the funding for the Graham Street, Goulburn Valley Highway intersections there. So the hospital area really now has a very large amount of traffic, and that will go ahead as well.
Now, I nearly ran out of paper here at 1FM this morning, printing out all the press releases in relation to the state government. You know, Greater Shepparton City Council is saying state budget delivers some wins for Greater Shepparton, so it's a little bit cautious. GV Health is, you know, saying that it's receiving significant funding. But I've got Wendy Lovell and Steph Ryan, two local Liberal members, who are quite unhappy. In particular, Wendy's concerned about timeline blowouts.
Look, I think the thing that I try not to be negative. I mean, when you're on the opposition benches, people do tend to spend a lot of time criticising things, and I've always tried to work with and highlight the needs of our community without being too negative about it. And I think, the National Party and the Liberal Party have had only 4 years in government in about the last 22, I think it is. It's really about time they got their house in order and became a credible opposition, so that they're in a position to become a credible government again. We do need, you know, we need variety, we need new ideas, we need people working hard in opposition and in government. And you know, sitting there and criticising all the time really doesn't get you anywhere much. I think People need to put their own house in order, quite frankly.
I guess, though, timelines is a point, though, in terms of, you know, we're hearing about all these fantastic things. I mean, you know, when will we see them?
Yeah, so, look, I think it's pretty well known that some of those big Melbourne projects in particular are, you know, going way over, and of course they're going way over in expense. And I think the cost of building that is occurring right now across the whole, I think the whole of the world actually, but we know it's happening here in Australia. People who are building homes and the like are seeing great delays because of lack of materials and significant increases in costs. So all of these things are having an impact, but good management is important, and we do expect that of government. And I think it is concerning when timelines go over. I'm probably yet to see many things built on time. Our secondary school was built before the time was up for it to be finished and opened right on time as expected, the Greater Shepparton Secondary College, and I think my understanding is the hospital's going well. But across the, I suppose in metropolitan areas where those big tunnels are being built, some of those really major projects, there is concern. The biggest concern I have, and I think all Victorians share it, including the government, is the blowout to the budget that has occurred largely as a result of COVID. And I think what we're seeing in each state, and Victoria is no exception, is the same as we saw at the Commonwealth level. There's had to be huge amounts of money spent to keep the country on track over the last 2 years, to keep businesses going with grants and the like. And both the federal and state government contributed to that, to make that happen. But there's no doubt it's had a huge impact on the budget bottom line, and it will take years to recover. And I certainly hope, you know, that we're not leaving generations ahead of us with huge debt, and that we do get a bounce back in the economy that will allow things to even out going forward. And that will take good management, and there's no doubt that that's well recognised and will be talked about.
I'm sure we all hope for that. Absolutely, we don't want to settle our children and grandchildren with massive debt because of this pandemic. Of course not. Well, it's always great to see money coming into the region. We always like that, don't we?
Well, we do, Terry, but I think, you know, I think the thing about this budget is that it's such an investment in the people in our community, and that's something that, you know, we all know is so necessary.
Well, we look forward to talking to you again soon about some more detail on what all this means, and, you know, when exactly we can expect to, you know, when can we get one of these velocity trains, you know, when can we go to the early parenting centre, those sorts of details that, you know, really will affect individuals.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of those things are in the budget, and a lot of them are over, you know, 3, 4 and 5 years. And we won't be cutting ribbons very quickly. I think if you look at the hospital, the funding for that came in the second year I was in, perhaps. And, you know, we're just winding up the full build of stage one when you look at what's going on down there. We haven't been able to see a lot of the hospital unless you've had to go there, but the emergency department was set aside for the COVID situation. But it'll be nice when things start getting back to some sort of normality, that first stage of the hospital opens and the community can actually go in and see what's been done, to see the new emergency department, the new paediatric ward, you know, all of the things that have been invested in and are largely built. But as we all know, the hospitals are very inaccessible places unless you're a patient or a worker there at the moment.
All right. Well, we'll let you go and hope to catch up with you and talk a bit more about this soon. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Terry.
Member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area.
Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.